this on?
I have never, would I ever specifically call you stupid. Would I? Braun.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I am your host, Eric Slamilton Hamilton. And let me start off by saying happy 316 day. Austin 316, as many of you know, he was born on this day 1500 years ago. And you know, Joe and Andrew, this is a personal holiday for them. And they actually took the night off. So I dug through some of my contacts and I ended up with a special guest. So let's go ahead and introduce him. He is the master of the middle finger, the superior stunner, Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
Good. Hey, so I know that, you know, you've been with WWE a long time and you did a whole big 316 day with them last year.
Please don't remind me about that.
Well, I got you cue cards to read from.
You got me cue cards?
Yeah, just like last year.
What are you, stupid son of a bitch? Did you see that show? My worst appearance of all time. I'm not going to read cue cards. Oh. Anyway, it's great to be here on What's Wrong with Wrestling podcast. This is the best podcast in all of sports entertainment. And actually, not just sports entertainment podcasts, all podcasts ever is my favorite podcast. And I just want to say I love Andrew and Joe Pisano, and I love Eric Hamilton, and I love each and every one of you. Did I do that? Did I do that right?
Perfect.
All right, great.
All right. Wow. So, you know, normally we do like we do some business first, and then we do a recap.
Yeah, I mean, I was told I was doing Andrew's duties, I guess, today. He sent me his notes.
Yeah. You also.
Yeah.
You said duty.
Look, we're not going to do that type of toilet humor, okay? This is Stone Cold Steve Austin we're talking about. Not going to do that trash.
Hey, this isn't Broken Skull Sessions, okay?
It might as well be Broken Skull Sessions because I'm the host tonight.
So
we're going to do things my way, Stone Cold's way.
Okay.
So we'll see what these notes have to say. I might disagree with them, but we'll see. All right, first up, make sure everything works. And then there's 10 exclamation marks. Is everything working?
Yeah, that little thing's moving, so it looks like everything's working.
Okay, all right.
You might want to check the soundboard. Just press any of those buttons.
Just press a button.
Press a button.
All right.
You're fired!
What the hell, Vince? You can't fire me. This isn't your podcast, you son of a bitch.
We use that for when people disagree with Vince.
What is this one?
I love you.
That's more like it.
Yeah, that was directly for you.
Vince used to tell me that every day.
Every day.
Right before Raw.
Yeah.
Only one time he didn't tell me I love you, and I fucking walk off the show.
You took your ball and you went home.
That's right. He's like, you're going to job to Brock tonight. And I said, okay. And then he didn't fucking say it, so I left.
Did you say, like, you're going to job to my ass? You son of a bitch.
Don't put words in Stone Cold's mouth.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you a stunner right here, and I'll just do the show by myself. How would you like that?
I would hate it.
Not bad.
Our listeners would probably love it.
Not bad. All right. Next up, we got patrons. What does that mean?
These are people who decided that they want to give us some money to support the show and everything that we do.
How much am I getting from that?
I'll have accounting get with you.
You better not screw me over here.
No.
All right, well, I guess thank you to, we got two people on here. Falcon Spade, you just broke the microphone. Wow, is that the first time that's happened on this show? I bet it happens all the fucking time. Bunch of jackasses on this show.
It does to Joe Pisano. He set me up.
He set you up, man?
Yeah, he did.
All right, thank you to Falcon Spade and Jeff Judd. I guess those are two new patrons. I guess you just have to hold the microphone.
I guess so.
Like you're the fucking, like you're a wrestler, I guess. Congratulations.
Hey, all right. Hey, this feels natural. Yeah. And if you want to be like those two awesome people, you can also subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 gets you the Wednesday night Not Quite a War Anymore episodes. Pay-per-view recap. We got Fastlane coming up. You never did a Fastlane Stone Cold.
I never do a Fastlane.
That's a new one.
It's brand new. I do love racing, but it seems like the opposite of a good NASCAR event.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Also, there's brackets, there's movie recaps, classic Raw recaps starring Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, you know, sign up today. $5. Try it out. Try a month. See what you think. And, yeah. So,
how are you doing there with the microphone in your hand?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want to fix it or?
Sure.
All right. We'll get someone to fix it for you.
All right.
Everything, are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks to the monkeys in the truck, we're all set.
All right, thank you, guys. Just so you know,
I love you.
Yeah, oh. That comes from me.
Look at that. There Stone Cold's already got the soundboard down.
All right, well, let's start this show. We're going to start off with SmackDown. I guess we recap the shows on this show.
We do.
We just talk about the shows?
Yeah, we recap it, and then I interject with some banter. You laugh, I laugh. That's usually
how it goes. I don't know if I'm going to laugh. Stone Cold doesn't really laugh.
Okay, well, I'll laugh for you.
You're not going to laugh as me.
No.
Okay, all right. So SmackDown starts with Edge. And, you know, Edge is a great, great performer.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really get to wrestle him much. I don't think we ever had a one-on-one match.
No, I think you may have had some run-ins with the Brood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I gave all them stunners.
Yeah.
I'm sure Edge took a stunner or two.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
You know, maybe not a big, you know, main event one-on-one match with Edge, but I'm sure I gave him a stunner.
I would bet dollars to donuts that there was a stunner given to Edge.
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely. And if not, maybe I'll just show up and give him a stunner.
Hey, there you go. Stunner Mania.
There you go. Stunner Mania. No better WrestleMania than that. So, yeah, Edge talks about, you know, he makes the point that I made a couple weeks ago. What the hell is that? I didn't talk about Edge. I guess I'm reading this as if Andrew wrote him, so I'll just pretend like I'm Andrew.
Yes.
Okay? So Edge makes the point that I made a couple weeks ago. Reigns told Edge, pick me, and then when he picked him, Reigns didn't want him to pick him.
Yeah. How does that make sense?
Roman Reigns, you know, he's a great guy, but he's a little bit of a pussy.
Yeah. He's been getting too much head at the table.
That's pretty funny. I like that. Yeah. I'm not going to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to laugh.
That's fine.
But not bad.
If you thought it was funny, I just want to know that.
Well, you know, I did, but I'm not going to laugh. So Edge takes issue with Daniel Bryan going into business for himself and saying that he deserves a main event WrestleMania more than him. Let's hear what Edge has to say.
So I think maybe it's time that I remind you, Roman, our newer fan base, just who the hell I am. Because while you were wrestling maybe once a week, I was here. Wrestling 5, 6, 7 times a week if there was a double shot on Sundays. Against guys like The Undertaker, John Cena, Randy Orton, Batista, Eddie Guerrero, Mr. Perfect, the British Bulldog, Terry Funk, over a time frame of 4 decades. And I am back here. Not because I have to be. Because I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that from Edge?
Yeah.
Edge not bad.
He always gives a good promo.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
So Daniel Bryan comes out and get into a huge yes chant.
Yes.
Huge yes chant. Very impressive. The people at home must have been going crazy.
Absolutely.
That Thunderdome, man. Biggest pops. I haven't even gotten a pop that big. That's how big the Thunderdome pops are.
Well, They control the pops.
What do you mean they control the pops?
Vince controls the pops.
How does he do that?
There's no audio from the people at home.
I heard the yes chants. I heard them.
Yeah.
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 They're pretty good.
I think that's footage from WrestleMania 30 when it was at its height.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
I think they've popped in some what chants, too.
What?
They put in some what chants?
What? I know. I didn't do that. I wasn't there.
I know. Why would they
That's
do
that? My thing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
What?
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 Okay, you won.
So Daniel Bryan comes out. He says, me challenging Roman Reigns at Fastlane wasn't about you, Edge. You've already got your WrestleMania spot. So Edge tells Daniel, no offense, but you already lost to Roman. And I won the Royal Rumble, which you were in. You know, I like you. I just don't like how you did this. You're better than this, but you're not better than me.
That's a great line.
And he's right. Daniel Bryan is not better than Stone Cold. It's true.
Yes, that's what he was referring to.
So next up, we got our first match of SmackDown. We got the Street Profits, Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus Chad Gable, Otis, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
Uh-huh.
Otis and Ziggler are tagging together. I've been watching the show. They're tagging together.
Yes.
Were they like in a feud?
They hated each other.
Hated each other.
A year ago. They had a WrestleMania match.
They're fighting over some pussy?
Exactly that.
And now they're best friends?
Now they're tag team partners.
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
I never did anything like that.
Slapping high fives.
I would never feud with a man for like 3 years and then all of a sudden join forces with him. That sounds pretty stupid.
Do you watch your show?
I would never do that. Anyways, the bad guys jumped the good guys before the match. And Corey Graves said, there's nothing fun about this Otis. And I agree.
Yep, 100%.
Not fun at all.
Nothing fun at all.
I don't like this Otis.
Yeah.
So everyone hits a big move, and then Ford hits the frog splash on Roode for the win.
Yep.
Fun little tag team match, but
sure.
In the end, it meant nothing.
Now, how do you feel about Dominic Mysterio carrying his dad out to the ring like a child?
I got to say, it was pretty creepy. I did not like it at all.
Right?
No.
He's going, faster, Dominic, faster.
I think I'm going to have to give Dominic a stunner for that. And then I'll have to give Ray a stunner for that one.
Try to get them both while Ray's on Dominic's back.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do
like
that.
A double stunner. Yeah.
And then you know what? Ford and Dawkins, they can get a stunner too.
Oh, yeah, they can. You know, I think they got one last year.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Them right. And also Chad Gable, he can get a stunner.
Yeah. What about Otis?
Otis, he'll get a stunner.
All right.
Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
I probably gave him a stunner before.
Okay.
He can take another stunner.
Maybe you can give a stunner to Robert Roode.
Hey, don't talk about Robert Roode, all right?
All right.
I like him. I like Robert Roode.
Okay.
I think he deserves better.
We all do.
But you know what?
What?
I'll still give him a stunner.
Okay.
All right, so backstage, Jey Uso tries to walk into Roman's locker room, but Heyman tells him, not right now. And he mentions Jey tapping out to Daniel last week. So Jey says, oh, I'll go take care of some things, and I'll come back later. And Heyman's like, yeah, he'll want to see you by then. And
yeah.
Jey walks away, and Heyman, like, you know, looks like a troll because that's what he looks like.
Jey proving he's the bitch of the table.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, that's his cousin. He can't even talk to his own cousin.
Right.
What the hell's up with that?
Right. New Day joked about them carrying Roman's luggage a few years ago.
That's not cool.
He's literally doing it now.
Yeah, he is. I've seen the footage. And you know what, Jey? Just for being a bitch, you can get a stunner, Jey.
That's right.
And Paul Heyman, you know, I guess I've kind of been a Paul Heyman guy, but fuck him, he can get a stunner.
Sure. He's not the same Paul Heyman that was filming promos with you in a hotel basement at 3 a.m.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No. Next up, we got Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler taking Reginald on a shopping spree.
So for
what in the hell was this?
We have a special button for that.
What's that?
It's the top right one.
Top right?
Yeah, you can hit it a few times.
Oh, yeah, I like that. And, not bad.
And maybe that, maybe the middle one and the second row from the end.
This one?
Nope, one over. There you go.
No.
I like that.
And you can hit that other one you're going to hit.
This one too, yeah. Yes.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah. You might be right, JBL.
Yeah.
So Nia ogles at Reginald as he tries on different outfits while Shayna just sits there uninterested. And Shayna basically represents the entire audience.
Yes.
During this segment.
We were all Shayna.
And then Nia spanks Reginald and he sits on her lap. And then Reginald asks Nia, what can I possibly do to repay you? And Nia smiles at him, and the segment finally ends. So I guess they went home and fucked. And I guess Shayna was with them, because Shayna can't never be without them. Because why was Shayna there to begin with?
That's true.
So I guess she just sat in the corner.
Well, it's her tag team partner.
Yeah, you can't ever not be with your tag team partner.
So I guess after this was a WWE Brazzers backdoor exclusive.
Probably.
Yeah.
Good God. You'd have to pay me to watch that. Mm. I'm not watching that shit for free.
Well, I got $2.
You got $2?
Yeah.
Give me those $2. Those, yeah.
Yep. All right.
Just in case you try to screw me on my money later.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Cesaro versus Murphy. It says I'm supposed to hit a button here. What is this?
That's the top left.
Top left? Okay. Yeah.
Because this just happened last week.
A lot of rematches. Seth Rollins comes out and watches from the stage. Cesaro gives Murphy the swing, But then Rollins attacks him for a DQ finish.
Yeah.
A lot of DQ finishes. Michael Cole said, and I quote, Cesaro was embarrassed. He was humiliated. And now he's taking it out on the Swiss Cyborg. How did Cesaro take it out on himself?
Yeah.
That's what Cole said.
Yeah.
Cesaro was embarrassed, humiliated, and now he's taking it out on the Swiss Cyborg.
Right.
And I never liked Michael Cole.
It's weird because when Cesaro's a bad guy, he's the Swiss Cyborg. But when he's a good guy, he's the Swiss Superman.
That's right.
So just all sorts of wrong in there.
All sorts of wrong. Yeah. It's a bunch of shit. Rollins gives Cesaro two curb stomps and then brings a chair into the ring. Seth puts Cesaro's head through the chair and he's about to give another curb stomp. But then good guy Joey Mercury catches him in midair. He used to be part of J&J security.
Yeah.
And now he's stopping Seth.
Yeah. Now he's Cesaro security, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And then refs around Cesaro and Rollins walks to the back and then Nakamura's waiting there for him. And they just stare at each other.
So maybe Seth versus Cesaro at Fastlane? And then maybe Nakamura versus Rollins for nothing at WrestleMania?
That's probably right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's not bad.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But you know what? Seth yes. Rollins, he can get a stunner.
Oh, yeah.
Cesaro can get a stunner. Nakamura can get a stunner. Joey Mercury, he can get a stunner.
How about two stunners?
Two stunners for him.
There you go.
And then we'll go back a little bit because Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, they can take stunners.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know it's 2021, but...
Yeah. Reginald, you can just snap his neck.
I'll just break his neck.
Yeah, know. There you go.
Just straight up murder.
Yeah, murder. Perfect.
I don't think anyone would care.
No one would miss him.
Backstage, we got Sami Zayn telling Kevin Owens, I want you to be a part of my documentary. We're going to expose everything. And KO's like, oh, think about it. And he walks away. And Sami Zayn's pretty annoying. I'll give him a stunner.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens, I'll give him a stunner too. Because you know what? He stole my stunner.
He did. He didn't ask.
He didn't ask.
That son of a bitch.
I owe him a stunner.
And we love Kevin Owens.
Remember when me and Kevin Owens were both on Raw?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, well, clearly, they're both going to stun people together.
Clearly.
And then Vince didn't let us do it.
No.
It was a big letdown.
Yeah, I was let down personally.
Just for that, Vince gets the stunner just for that.
That's right.
Also backstage, Edge tells Jey Uso, I've known you a long time. I met you when you were 10. Your dad would bring you to the ring and we'd dance around together. So I came to talk to you man to man, not like some second-class citizen in your own family. What are you doing? What does your dad think about this? You're playing lap talk to the big dog.
Right.
So Jay says, don't talk to me like you know me. My family's running this show, so you need to fall in line. As a matter of fact, you need to go home to your family and enjoy them because when Roman gets you at WrestleMania, you ain't going to enjoy nothing.
Nah.
So then Edge says, well, I'll try, and he walks away.
Did he try?
Kind of. Not really.
Yes. Why didn't Jey Uso like use the line in Edge's song, like the you think you know me, instead of the don't talk to me like you know me? Be like, man, you think you know me.
Maybe should have done that, yeah.
Would have been great. It's little things that you can change to make a better show. Just small things. A stunner here, a stunner there.
Everything gets improved with a stunner.
Absolutely.
Every segment should end with a stunner.
And beer.
And beer.
And beer.
Beer truck.
Every segment with a beer truck?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. All right. They make enough of it.
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Let's see. That was, where's the recording at?
Like 20 minutes.
Hey, 20 minutes of Stone Cold.
That was rough, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll have a voice by Fastlane if I keep doing this.
That's right. That's right. Well, we, surprise.
Yes.
We fooled you.
It's not really Stone Cold, idiots.
Dummies. Like, they're going to be like, hey, Stone Cold's on the show. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Went as long as I could.
Right. You have some water over there?
Throat's starting to hurt. I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just clear my throat.
Better?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, yeah. I think he's gone.
Okay.
All right. It's also, the other thing about it is, maybe we should have had you read the notes. Because it's just kind of weird, Stone Cold, like, reading through the show.
Right?
Yeah. Just awkward. Like,
next up, we got Kevin Owens' show.
It's just, yeah, it's strange. Like, I don't know. Stone Cold needs to do like the color commentary, not like the play by play.
Yeah. That's true.
Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. They got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you could imagine. They even cover awards, TV shows, and reality television. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Head to the website on your mobile device to sign up. And don't forget to use the promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We got the Kevin Owens Show. His guests are Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And I, you know, it's still sad that this is what Kevin Owens, that's all he's doing.
Yeah.
Last we saw him, he got fucking brutally killed by Jey Uso in Elimination Chamber.
Uh-huh.
And now he's back. No revenge on Jey Uso.
Nope.
So he's just a bitch.
No revenge on Roman.
And he's just hosting his show, and he's got Sasha and Belair, and...
If Jey's the bitch of the table...
Yeah.
Then Kevin Owens is the bitch under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I hate to say it.
But he's still funny. I like how he reads from his cards.
Yeah.
Like, as if he doesn't know what's coming next. He's like, right. My next guest, she won the Women's Royal Rumble.
It should have been like, she won the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Right. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
So KL tells Banks and Belair, you know, you two could walk into WrestleMania as the tag team champions. And I can only think of two people that faced each other at WrestleMania for a title while being tag team champions, and they are John Cena and Shawn Michaels. Are there any others?
No, usually they lost it like the week before. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Owens tells them, but first you have to beat Nia and Shayna, which you weren't able to do at Elimination Chamber. So why are you getting another shot at it?
Yeah, that's right.
Good question.
I mean, Mandy, well, we'll get to it, but Raw kind of had a thing with new contenders, quote unquote.
So he says there must be tension between you two, plus whatever's going on with Sasha and Reginald. So Sasha says, I can't help it that I look this good and Reggie has a crush on me. It's kind of funny because, like, for the past month, Sasha's been talking like a complete heel.
Right.
But they haven't turned her yet.
No. They're waiting for this pay-per-view, I guess.
I guess so. So Bianca says, that's what I'm talking about. You keep entertaining him and he's going to be a problem for us in our match. Sasha says, don't worry about our match, Bianca. I've won many championships. That's why I'm the Michael Jordan of the women's division. And maybe one day you can be the LeBron James. Do you really think the EST would have accomplished so much if it wasn't for the road that the BEST has paved?
Uh-huh.
And then she does Bianca's uh-uh thing and, you know.
Yeah.
Again, like, yeah, she's the best woman wrestler, but calling yourself Michael Jordan is a heel move.
It is. It
She's
really
such
is.
A heel.
Right.
So it's like the if she does turn heel on Bianca before WrestleMania, it will not be a surprise at all.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Right. We will be completely expecting it.
Yeah. We definitely expect it.
Yeah.
So Belair says, you weren't in the gym with me. You didn't help me win the Royal Rumble match. But Sasha says, if I were in the Royal Rumble, I would have stopped you. And she says, I'm walking in and out of WrestleMania as Two Belts Banks after I beat Shayna and Nia, and then Nia, Shayna, and Reginald come out, and they start walking to the ring, but then Natalya and Tamina come out, and we go to commercial.
Okay.
And then we have Banks and Belair versus Natalya and Tamina. I'm sorry, what just happened?
Something during commercial.
The KO show just ended like a bad SNL skit.
It did.
Like, in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, like, five people just came out.
Five people came out, cut the segment.
Cut it off. It's over.
And now it's a match.
Now it's a match.
Yeah.
We got Nia and Shane on commentary with Reginald standing behind them. Corey asks Nia, what's exactly going on with you and Reginald? I mean, Corey's just curious because at this point, like, you know, Reginald was cucking Corey.
He was.
So he's very curious.
Yeah.
And Nia calls it a situation shift. But then later she also calls him Bay, and they're like, wait, you just called him Bay. She's like, oh. So it's just, you know, bunch of stupid shit.
Right.
Because this whole thing sucks.
It does.
Belair gives Natalya a spine buster and goes for the pin, but Reginald hops on the apron to distract the ref. And then Reginald also gets on the announce table to pose, so Sasha gets up there too, but he runs away and she chases him. But then Natalya clotheslines Sasha from behind, and this distracts Belair, and Tamina rolls up Belair for the win.
Yeah.
Tamina. Like one of the worst women wrestlers.
Rolled up the number one contender.
The only woman wrestler that's like still around, like she's been around for 10 years and like never won the belt.
Yeah.
Because she's that bad.
Right. She debuted with the Usos.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
And like, what was that? Like 2009?
I think so. Long yeah. ago.
She's been there so long and never won anything because she's awful.
Yeah.
So after the match, Belair yells at Sasha, this is your fault. You keep entertaining him. That's on you. And then Belair walks away and Reginald blows Sasha a kiss. And then backstage after the break, Belair yells at Sasha some more. But Sasha says, I'm not taking the blame because of your L, rookie. And she walks away.
Mm.
And then later, yeah.
Calling someone a rookie, heel move.
You definitely.
Fucking rookie.
And then later backstage, Reginald tells Nia, you should challenge Sasha for the SmackDown Women's Championship next week. And then you could walk into WrestleMania double champ. And Nia's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, boy.
What a genius Reginald is.
Yeah.
Is it that easy to get title shots? You just have to think?
Uh-huh.
So, like, all these people walking around complaining they're not getting opportunities, all they have to do is go, wait, I want to challenge.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do.
That's all, literally all you have to do.
Nia's like, Reggie, you're a genius.
Yeah.
You couldn't fucking think of that? You couldn't think of getting a title shot, you idiot?
Right.
So fucking stupid. So, wait. Right. Wait a minute. You're telling me I can get a shot
She's
at the
literally
title?
Standing there at the women's title.
Yeah.
Women's tag title, like.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like there's something I should be
doing.
You
know, Nia, huh? You should challenge for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
What a great idea. I would have never thought of that.
Yes, now let's get home and you can peg me. All right, next up we have...
I mean, that's how I see it going down.
Did I say two fingers? We better make it three.
And Shayna, you can watch and film like you have been. She's like, leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
Next up, we have the return of Big E. He comes out in a crutch, a walking boot, his knees wrapped, and he's got a neck brace on, but he rips all that shit off as he walks to the ring.
Nice. I kind of wish he would have done, like, the thing in the original Willy Wonka where he starts to, like, fall forward and he does, like, a roll. Like,
right.
Stands up, like, ha-ha!
Yeah, that's not bad. So Big E's pissed about Apollo Crews attacking him, and he makes all these references saying, you open Pandora's box. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. I got to go Old Testament on you. It's eye for an eye. You take one of mine. I take two of yours. You come here to hurt me.
Calm down, Seth Rollins.
It's like, yeah, I know. The eye for an eye again. you came here to hurt me. I come here to maim you. You step on my lawn. I bulldoze your house. So it was just reference after reference. Like, it just was so many.
Right.
Way too many.
That's like some Orton shit right there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I burn down your house and I piss on your sister's ashes.
You slap me, I murder your whole family.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That's it.
So Big E tells Apollo to come out, but he doesn't. So Big E issues an open challenge. And then King Corbin comes out in a suit saying, I may not be dressed to compete, but I'll rip up this $10,000 suit. But then Sami Zayn runs out and he's like, I accept. And
I thought that was great.
Yeah. Corbin's like, what are you doing? I'm accepting the challenge. But Sammy's like, no, you didn't accept it yet. We have it all on tape. Pointing to his cameraman.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty funny. He's like, I've been waiting for this rematch for months. This is the perfect ending to my documentary. And they keep arguing, but Big E says, whoever gets in the ring first gets the match. So Sammy runs, slides in the ring, and taunts Corbin. But then Big E punches him a few times and tosses him out.
Yeah.
But we still get Big E versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
There was like this really cool spot in this where Sammy throws Big E into the ropes and he comes back. He tries to close on it and Big E just runs right through his clothesline.
Yeah.
And then hits the ropes and gives him a clothesline.
Yeah.
And like it murdered Sammy. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. It was a good match. Big E retains with the big ending, obviously. Yeah. After the match, Apollo's music hits, but he comes from underneath the ring and attacks Big E from behind. Apollo gives Big E two angle slams. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, as Michael Cole called them, the slam.
The slam.
Oh, he gave him the slam.
The slam.
That's all. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, not like slam a jamma.
Does that confirm that like Kurt Angle's debuting on AEW, like, in the next month.
Going back to Impact.
Like, clearly. You can't call it the Angle Slam, not even the Olympic Slam, like right. they do on NXT.
Come on.
Oh, with the slam.
Jesus.
Like, if you can't fucking call it what it's called, then don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Right. There are plenty of other moves.
Or, I need to start, like, tweeting this, like, every day. Call it fucking Cruise Control.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
It's in his name. It's yeah. perfect.
It's perfect. I agree.
Yeah.
That'd be the number one choice. Call it Cruise Control. Or just, you know, keep him with the fucking spin-out powerbomb finish.
Sure.
It's a fucking powerbomb. A heel can do a powerbomb.
Yeah.
A powerbomb's a heel fucking move.
It is.
But yeah.
Powerbomb's like, more devastating than an angle slam. I'm sorry.
It's true.
It really is.
It's true. It's just like, whoa. Not the best finisher.
No.
But yeah, Cruise Control is at least a cool name.
Right.
Fucking do it. Do it. You steal so much anyways.
Yeah.
You know, I know we got like 10 writers listening right now.
I know. I should tweet it now just to get it out there in the world.
Yes.
To document it.
Yes.
And do that.
Maybe get it patented.
Yeah.
They have to pay you for it.
Yeah, that's right. I want a nickel. Every
so
time.
Apollo yells in his Nigerian accent. I'm sorry, quote unquote Nigerian accent.
Thank you.
And then he hits Big E with the steel steps again. And then he stands on top of the steps in the middle of the ring. So there you go.
There you go.
Fast lane. Next up, we have the contract signing for Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns for their Fastlane match. Adam Pearce starts it off, but then Reigns treats him like a little bitch. Roman tells Daniel, you don't want this. You don't deserve this, so I'm not signing this. So Daniel immediately signs it and says, oh, the head of the table's afraid. Are you afraid because I did what you could never do? I made Jey Uso quit. Maybe I'm the head of the table. Maybe I'm... Blah, blah, blah. And Daniel just keeps going. He keeps screaming, acting like a maniac, and that pisses Reigns off. So Roman eventually signs the contract, and then Daniel says, I'm going to tap you out just like I tapped out Jey Uso. So Jey gets pissed. He picks the table up and tosses it out of the ring and says, I think this match needs a special enforcer, and that person's me. And then out comes Edge, who says, that sounds like a great idea, but I'll do you one better. How about for the first time in 11 years, I have a one-on-one match against you, Jey Uso, and then a winner gets to be a special enforcer at Fastlane. What is this Edge-Jey Uso match that we've hasn't happened in 11 years?
You know what it is.
What's that?
Dream match.
Dream match.
Dream match.
I thought that was just like, yeah, he hasn't had a match on SmackDown in 11 years. Maybe that's, I guess that's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
Not a one-on-one match.
No, yeah, it's he hasn't had a match on SmackDown.
That's what he meant to say.
Yes.
But he didn't say SmackDown.
Right.
Yeah, so Adam Pearce makes it official, and then Edge gets in the ring and attacks Reigns. Daniel throws Jey out of the ring and goes after Roman, but Edge pushes Daniel out of the way, and then Reigns escapes out of the ring, and then Daniel gives Edge the running knee.
Yeah.
So
it really makes me want to think, like, Daniel has a shot of winning this title. And we're going to get a heel Daniel Bryan versus a face Edge.
That's your choice.
But then what the fuck would Roman do at WrestleMania?
Exactly.
You know?
That's why it's not going to happen.
Fight Jey Uso. For, yeah. like, always letting him down.
Like, what is Daniel Bryan going to do? He's at WrestleMania. He's fought Jey Uso so many fucking times.
Right.
And so has Kevin Owens. What do both of them do?
Like,
win the tag titles from Roode and Ziggler?
No. The other Uso will come back.
Yeah.
And it'll be Owens and Daniel Bryan versus the Usos.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
How dare you, Eric?
I know.
Hey, how dare you?
Two Night Mania.
That's true.
God. 57 matches.
Yeah. So that's the end of SmackDown. So on to Raw. We open with breaking news. They say Bobby Lashley will defend the WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. Wow.
Huh?
What a story. What right. a scoop.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
What?
How?
Exactly.
How did this happen?
How are you?
Like, we knew this was going to be the match at Mania.
Yeah.
But to just fucking say it at the top of the show with no explanation.
Right.
We get it. McIntyre lost the title. He deserves a rematch. But what happened to no automatic rematches?
Right.
Can he just qualify at Fastlane or something?
And if anyone should get a rematch, it's The Miz.
Yeah. Miz.
I guess.
Well, no, he got his rematch, didn't he?
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's right.
But who cares? Everyone gets a million rematches.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, that's what's...
Look, and this will be a common theme.
There's better ways to explain this than just to be like, right. Oh, by the way, they're fighting at Mania.
This is a common theme on Raw. So lame. What's one of the matches for Fastlane? Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus?
Yeah.
You couldn't have made that a number one contender match?
Yeah, we would still know who's winning the match.
Right.
But it's still like a better way to tell a story than just to be like, hey, welcome to Raw. Lashley's going to fight McIntyre at WrestleMania.
Ha-ha.
Oh, okay, cool. Lashley didn't have to earn that? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, he got screwed out of the title. We get it. He's still a babyface. He should still win a fucking match to get a title shot.
Right, yeah.
It's such a lame, like, I don't know. It's just a lame way to explain it. Even if it wasn't a match and, like, they all came out to the ring and, like, Adam Pearce said it or something, like, it would have been better than just, welcome to Raw. WrestleMania. They're going to fight at WrestleMania. Cool.
Right, yeah.
So, anyways, then Bobby Lashley and MVP head to the ring. They say it's the almighty era and Lashley will reign supreme. And then out comes Miz and Morrison. And Miz wants to face Lashley at Mania, and he points out that it's Stone Cold Week because of March 16th, and here we go.
So in honor of the Rattlesnake, if you want to see the Miz and Bobby Lashley go one-on-one for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck is this bullshit? That's right, I'm back, you son of a bitch. Hey, Miz, don't ever do my impression again, you sorry piece of trash. I'll fucking give you 10 fucking stunners in a row, you stupid son of a bitch.
He's not joking.
And Morrison, I heard you next to him saying, oh, hell yeah. Well, fuck you too. I'll give you 10 more stunners, you sorry piece of trash.
This is what Broken Skull Session should be.
It really should, but fucking Vince won't let me get all R-rated on the network. He fucking sold the network to Peacock. Talk about R-rated.
Vince loves cock.
My God.
Yeah. So then out comes Drew McIntyre. He walks right past Miz and Morrison, gets in the ring. McIntyre tells Lashley they had similar paths because it both took them a very long time to become WWE champion. 17 years for Lashley, 16 years for McIntyre.
Yeah. They had to fight each other for the title in TNA.
That's right.
Or Impact, whatever.
Yeah. Except the difference is McIntyre won the Royal Rumble and then beat Brock Lesnar at Mania, whereas Lashley just, you know, beat The Miz.
Yeah. Idiot.
That's the other thing is, like, Lashley's going to go into WrestleMania and his only title defense is against The Miz?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I thought they would have thrown him someone at Fastlane to have, like, a legit title defense.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys just sitting around doing nothing.
Like, yeah, he beat Braun before he won the title.
Uh-huh.
And then, but it, like, so far it's just he's beaten The Miz.
Right.
You know, defending the title against The Miz, that's it.
Yeah.
It's weird that he wouldn't have a match at Fastlane, I feel.
It is.
I don't know. So, Miz interrupts. So McIntyre gives Miz two options, walk away right now or face him in a match. And then Drew tells Lashley what's going to happen next month.
At WrestleMania, look at me, damn it. At WrestleMania, in the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Lashley. There's nobody over those 2 days that can match your physicality. This is going to be a heavyweight clash for the ages. We're going to beat the hell out of each other, but in the end, I will knock you around Raymond James Stadium, end the almighty era, and regain my WWE Championship, you big, bald bitch.
Big, bald bitch.
You big, bald bitch. It's funny how they always just... It's always like bitch. It's always bitch.
Right. When I heard that, I thought of the Adam Sandler... Longest Yard.
Yeah.
And like Terry Crews doing the robot, like, baby back, bitch. Baby back, bitch.
Right. So Miz distracts McIntyre, and then Lashley attacks him from behind and lays him out. Lashley leaves the ring. Miz pounces on McIntyre, but then Sheamus attacks Lashley on the stage for reasons.
Reasons.
And then backstage, Sheamus, is that like a only I could beat up my best friend?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So backstage, Sheamus says he wants to beat McIntyre at Fastlane with him at 100%. And he also wants a match with Lashley tonight. And then later backstage, MVP says what's going to happen to Sheamus tonight. is the same thing that's going to happen at McIntyre WrestleMania.
He's like, I want to match with McIntyre when he's at 100%. But I don't want to be 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what fucking sense does that make?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got McIntyre versus The Miz. Morrison's fuckery is why this match went on for so long, but he eventually gets ejected.
Oh, thank God.
And then Drew basically takes over at that point. He bashes Miz's head on the steel steps multiple times. And then it was amazing that Miz's eye didn't pop out. Because, you know, if like we've seen Seth and Mysterio.
Yeah.
If you hit someone's head on the steel steps.
Boom.
Eyeball. Right out. So McIntyre hits the Claymore, but doesn't go for the pin. Instead, he makes The Miz tap out to the Hurt Lock. You know, the full Nelson.
Yeah. You know, it's just that old thing.
It's just the full Nelson.
It is. That's all it is.
It's a finisher from, like, the 50s.
It is. Like, that used to be a rest hold.
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys were, like, so out of shape, they'd be like, okay, just put this on for a few minutes.
No, he made him tap out to the Master Lock.
There you go. That's what it was. They got the Hurt Lock. No, it's the Master Lock.
Yeah.
Going old school.
Like, Lashley's finisher was cool.
Right.
You know? Again, you could have just made that spine buster of his fucking finisher.
Exactly.
It's the coolest move he's ever done.
Yeah.
It's so great.
They're like, nah.
But, and, like, their full Nelson is so awkward, too, because then they tap. Like, everyone who taps to it, they have to tap their own head to tap out of the match.
Yeah.
Because of where their arms are. So they're like, oh no, oh no, I quit. I'm going to slap my own head. It just looks so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just do the fucking spine buster.
Right.
It's way cooler. You can call that the Hurt Lock too if you wanted to. Or
yeah. That's how I feel about like Roman's finisher move. Like that's the move like you try to get on your brother. So yeah, that he'll leave you the fuck alone.
Right.
It's like, are you going to quit? Are you going to quit?
It's just more MMA shit. They're trying to make it fucking MMA.
I know.
And it's like, no, just stick to wrestling.
Well, yeah, you know, all those full Nelsons they do in the UFC.
Well, I'm talking about Roman's guillotine.
I know. Because
that's like the MMA move.
I know.
I mean, you see so many MMA fights end with the guillotine.
Because you can't use the Kimura Lock. It'll break someone's arm.
You can. It's just, I mean, they do the Kimura Lock too.
I know, but like when they had Brock doing it to everyone, he was breaking their arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Left and right.
Well, in MMA, if you're smart enough, you're tapping before they break it.
Right.
Like, that's, you know.
Triple H lets his arm get broken.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, perfectly healthy at WrestleMania.
Yep. That's right.
Way to go.
Next up, Braun Strowman comes out to the ring. God help us all. He tells Shane to come out, and he does. Braun tells Shane, my whole life I've been bullied by guys like you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no. Something tells me Braun was not bullied in school.
You were a heel for so damn long.
Fucking 6'10". Yeah. What, did you have a late growth spurt?
Right.
I mean, I did, but I didn't grow to be 6'10".
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You were in strongman competitions. You were like a walking mountain.
Yeah, I'm sure he was 6 feet tall when he was fucking 10 years old.
Right.
He's getting bullied.
Just dominating kids on the football field.
They bully me. They all bully me.
I was bullied. I was short in fucking middle school.
Yeah.
I was short till I was a junior in high school. I was 5'4" as a junior. And then that's when my growth spurt started.
I had a... When I came down here, like, I had a really, really thick Rhode Island accent.
Yeah.
That made for some great friends.
I'm sure.
Hell yeah.
So Shane tells Braun, I would never make fun of another human being. Braun says, you were afraid last week. That's why you stumbled through your words. God, I hope that's, I mean, like.
Sure.
Whatever.
Find a way to, you know, write that off.
I don't know what's worse is like if Shane actually forgot his lines or that they wrote the segment that way.
Right.
Like, what's worse? Because both are fucking awful.
Right. They're like, let's see.
You wrote this?
One of you's supposed to be a bumbling idiot. Shane?
Yeah. Like, Shane's calling Braun stupid, but Shane looks dumber than anyone.
Exactly.
By forgetting his lines or not knowing what to say or what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
So Braun says, you wrote a check, your ass can't catch cash. So Braun demands a match with Shane tonight, but Shane says, you couldn't handle me. You are stupid. You fell out of the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down. Then Braun yells, are you going to face me or not? And Shane says, you're on.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that horse shit later.
Yep.
Backstage, we got Lana, Naomi, Mandy, and Dana all hanging out. Remember that.
Yes.
And then R-Truth walks up cosplaying as Stone Cold. They tell him, hey, dumb fuck, March 16th is tomorrow. And he says, what? And offers them a Broken Skull IPA. They say no, and he chugs the beer and says, that's the bottom line. Because R-Truth says,
hey, hold on a minute. Give me that fucking microphone. You're telling me this R-Truth piece of trash was impersonating me on Raw? We got two guys on Monday Night Raw trying to beat a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit. I'm talking to Vince right now.
And he says John Cena's his hero.
John Cena's his hero, but he's dressed like me.
Yeah.
And he's saying that's the bottom line because R-Truth said so.
Yeah.
Hey, R-Truth, I'll see you real soon, buddy.
Stunner.
You're going to get a few stunners for sure.
All right, thanks, Stone Cold. All right, next up, we got Mandy and Dana versus Naomi and Lana.
Hold on, weren't they all just hanging out backstage? What the fuck? They have a match, and they're all best friends hanging out backstage before the match?
Yes.
Yeah, please. Can you please go? My throat hurts.
All right, I'll see you later.
I don't know how those two are correlated, but okay.
So, yeah, Mandy and Dana versus Naomi and Lana with Nia and Shayna on commentary. No Reginalds.
Right. He's at daycare, I guess.
What the fuck? He's probably like tied up to the bed.
Something like that.
Like he's got a gag in his mouth, tied up to the bed, a dildo up his ass.
He's like, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is spongy and bruised.
They should have like, hey, by the way, where's Reginald? And Nia's like, he's
a little tied up at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Like he's tied to the bed.
I tied him to the bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Yeah. And there's a dildo up his ass. Anyways, so Asuka's music hits mid-match. Classic heel move.
Yeah.
And she walks down the ramp. Shayna goes after her, but Asuka kicks her in the face and jumps on her. But Adam Pearce, Pat Buck, and Jamie Noble pull her off.
Oh, welcome back, Pat Buck.
Pat Buck. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how Pierce and Buck were both on TV as authority roles.
Right. At one point we thought one was going to have SmackDown and one was going to have Raw.
Right.
And then Pat Buck.
But Pierce just blew him out of the water.
Yeah.
Like they were like, oh my God, this guy's way better than
Pat Buck. We got to have him on both shows.
Yeah.
We got to throw him on NXT a couple times too.
Yeah. And Jamie Noble's just saving everyone.
Yeah. Sure.
So, Noble, you know, they pull off Asuka, and then Dana beats Lana with a spinning neck breaker.
Okay.
That's great.
Yep.
Next up, we have the New Day versus the Hurt Business for the Raw Tag Titles.
Did you see when Lana and Naomi were making their entrance, Lana almost slipped and ate it while she was sliding on her knees?
I did see that, yeah. Yes.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. New Day versus Hurt Business for the Tag Titles. Riddle wishes... where did this come from?
Right. Again, there's a pay-per-view Sunday.
Right.
I mean, come on. You can't throw a 10-minute match on the pay-per-view?
They didn't even qualify to get these.
Right. They did nothing. They held them before.
That's it. So Riddle wishes Woods and Kingston good luck before the match, and they wish him luck against Mustafa Ali. And Riddle suggests that they get matching tattoos and go eat pancakes after the show, but they don't like that idea.
No.
So then Riddle suggests they get matching scooters, or as he calls it, stallions, and they like that. Yeah. So Riddle's just going to ruin the New Day. Like, he's bringing his shit.
Already done.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, let's get matching tattoos. And I'd be like, well, I see that dumb as fuck mushroom you have.
Right.
So I'm going to hard pass on that.
Yeah. When are you going to get that fixed?
Yeah.
It's a faded mushroom.
Who looks stoned.
Yeah. Maybe he's just hoping it'll eventually just fade away completely.
Right. Man, these temporary tattoos take it forever to go away.
As for the match, New Day hits Daybreak to become the 11-time tag team champions.
Uh-huh.
And you're wondering, why do they need these titles again?
Right.
They've held them so many times.
Yeah, 11.
And then we immediately realize why, because after the match, AJ Styles and Omos come out, and AJ says, Omos has a great idea.
Oh.
And Omos says, we should be the Raw Tag Team Champions. And then Wood says, you two aren't even a tag team, which I assume, everyone watching at home was saying.
Right.
But then AJ's like, oh, we are now. And that's Vince's,
yeah,
make them, do that.
Of course you're a tag team. You're together every week.
Yeah. And AJ's like, oh, we are now. And this man's been like a little brother to me. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
And then Styles says, we're officially challenging you for the tag titles at WrestleMania, and New Day accepts.
Okay, so, like, first of all, Omos hasn't even had a match.
Not one match.
Not one match.
Yeah.
They literally just became a tag team 10 seconds ago.
Yes.
And they're like, we're challenging you for the titles. And they're like, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's like, all you have to do now.
Yeah.
Why are there number one contender matches?
Right. You just have to say what you want.
I think like a week or two ago, we were talking about this. Like, why does AJ Styles have Omos if he's never going to win anything? And I guess he's finally going to win something now. But it's, again, it's just thrown out of, it's like they had this idea last second. It's almost as if, I wouldn't be surprised, like New Day wins the tag titles and then Vince is just like, oh, hey, Styles and Omar, go out there. Go out there and challenge for the title. Like, that's how last minute this was.
Right, yeah.
It's so out of nowhere. And you know Omos can't fucking wrestle. He's going to be like the great Khali. Like, where he just, you know, ugh.
Right.
And then you're dead.
Chop.
Chop to the head. You're dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's all this is going to be.
And it's funny because, like, you know, the past couple weeks, we've kind of been, you know, digging the Hurt Business, like, as a whole.
Right.
And they're like, wait, you guys are liking the Hurt Business? Oh, that's the end of that.
Right. Like, they had all the gold.
Yeah.
We've been saying give the 24-7, or the U.S. Championship.
Either one, who fucking cares?
To MVP.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Let them all walk in as the champs.
Nope.
Like the when AJ Lashley... Styles and Omos thing, it's too late for that. Like, you didn't have time to build this up.
Right, and the Hurt Business didn't even come out with Lashley and MVP at the beginning of the show.
Right.
So,
They're trying to separate them, I think.
Are they over?
They might be breaking up, yeah, because they're all going to have no titles.
Right.
After WrestleMania.
Seriously. They weren't doing anything before MVP came along, and he got us all gold, but now we lost it, so fuck him.
Like, they built a great stable, finally, for the first time in a long time on the main roster.
Long time.
And they're going to ruin it.
Of course.
Quick, so fast.
Yeah.
So, someone also tweeted, like, remember this, and it was MVP with Shane Thorne and Brendan Vink. Remember that?
Ever-Rise?
No, they're not Ever-Rise. Those are different guys.
Oh.
Shane Thorne's Slapjack now.
That's right.
But remember, like, when we first had Lockdown, MVP, before he managed Lashley, he managed, like, Shane Thorne and Brendan Vink for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, oh, my God.
And then they're like, well, we'll never see them again.
I mean, like, it's just funny how it's like, oh, he went from that shit to, like, the Hurt Business, which has been really great.
I mean, all of them really kind of went from dog shit to this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Next up, we go backstage, and Miz and Morrison bump into Damian Priest and Bad Bunny. Priest and Bad Bunny make fun of Miz, so Miz lists his accomplishments, and he's like, what did Bad Bunny ever win besides Grammys and blah, blah, blah. But then Priest gets in his face, and the pussies leave. And then R-Truth tries to sneak up on Bad Bunny, but Priest catches him. So Truth gives Bad Bunny a Stone Cold toy, the Smoking Skull belt, and a Stone Cold lunchbox, and he gives Priest a Broken Skull IPA.
Yeah.
And Priest is like, ooh. I mean, no, I like it.
He's like, oh, this is delicious. What's that over there?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to enjoy this off camera. I'll be right back.
No, I dropped it. It spilled everywhere. There's not a drop left to drink.
So Bad Bunny's like, he thanks Truth. He's like, thank you, but what do you want? And Truth's like, I want my baby back. And Bad Bunny says, you know, I respect this business. Clearly.
Yeah.
And you deserve it more than me. So Bad Bunny just gives R-Truth the 24-7 championship.
You know he's on the WrestleMania poster?
Yes. Bad Bunny, yes.
Yeah.
He's one of the main events.
Exactly.
So Bad Bunny just hands R-Truth the 24-7 championship. And R-Truth is the new 24-7 champion. I'm sorry! But that's not how this shit works.
No.
I don't care if it's your company, Vince, but that's not how you win titles.
Right.
You can't even. I have no words.
I mean, why can't Bad Bunny be lay down and just take a pin?
Right. I mean, that would be stupid too, but it's better than this.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works. The 24-7 championship is such a dog shit of a title that multiple people have just given it away.
Right. Or just stepped over it and be like, ew, no.
Right.
Gross.
Didn't Alundra Blaze, like, sell it to Million Dollar Man. Like, that's how much they don't want this fucking title.
Yeah. Nobody
wants it.
Just
like, you know what? Ah, this thing sucks. Here you go.
Yeah, screw it.
So R-Truth is the new champion again, and then the jobbers chase him away.
Yeah.
What the fucking fuck? Just end the title. Just stop it. Yeah, it's over.
It's
the worst fucking title you've ever created. It's awful. Like, Hornswoggle having the Cruiserweight title is better than this bullshit.
Yeah. It really is.
That's how bad this is.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Damian Priest versus Jackson Ryker. Priest wins in 30 seconds with Hit the Lights.
He hits the lights.
Remember Elias, how over Elias was?
Super fucking over.
So over that
he had a WrestleMania match with John Cena.
Like, he was so over that John Cena interrupted him and kicked his ass, and it was like such an awesome moment.
It was.
And then they pair him with Jackson Ryker so that he has a big bodyguard guy to lose to Damian Priest in 30 seconds.
Right. Well, at least Jackson Ryker took the pin.
It's just so weird how Vince sours on people so quickly.
I know.
Like, Elias was, like, for a while, like, the star of Raw.
Mm. Yeah.
Got the biggest pops. And also in Seattle that one night with Kevin Owens, got the fucking, like, biggest, you know, boos.
Yeah.
In, like, forever.
Like, nuclear heat.
Yes, exactly. And now he's just not doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So Elias attacks Priest after the match, and he's about to hit him with his guitar, but Bad Bunny grabs it from him and tosses it out of the ring. And then Elias picks Bad Bunny up, but Bad Bunny gets down and punches Elias in the face. And then Priest hits Elias with Hit the Lights. After that, Morrison comes out telling Priest and Bad Bunny how great they are. And then while they're looking at Morrison,
we
hear a guitar smash.
Like idiots.
We hear it. And then we cut back to the ring and Bad Bunny's down with Miz standing over him with the guitar in his hand. Priest goes after Miz, but he runs away. You know, it's funny how that guitar had no damage to it.
Crazy.
You know?
Sturdy guitar. American made.
WWE treating their fans like total fucking idiots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess they didn't want Bad Bunny to actually take a guitar smash to the back.
Right.
So instead they show Morrison, and then we hear the guitar hit, and they're like, what? What happened?
Well,
oh, I guess Miz hit Bad Bunny with the guitar.
Yeah, they explained it to you.
That guitar doesn't have a fucking scratch on it.
No.
And then Miz runs away, and that's it. It's awfulness.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
And speaking of awfulness, we have Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. Shane leaves the ring before the match starts, and he says he needs a warm-up, so he stretches, does some push-ups, you know, hopscotch. I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
Hopscotch.
Come again?
They have a hopscotch setup, which, by the way, they accidentally showed, like, before Shane mentioned it, like, a minute before. Like, the cameraman was like, whoop! Like, whoopsie.
Too early.
And we watched Shane McMahon do hopscotch, and he talks about how Braun was too stupid to do hopscotch.
Right. To be fair, Shane thought it was CrossFit. So.
Like, yeah. Like, so Braun chases after Shane and eventually gets him, and he starts kicking his ass. Braun then, like a fucking... I guess he is stupid.
He is.
Like a fucking idiot, he does his round the world. Like I'm Braun, I'm standing next to you.
Yeah.
I'm beating the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait right there. I'm going to run around the whole ring.
Okay.
And then I'm going to
come
run
back.
You over.
Okay.
Come back.
All right.
So he does his round the world.
I'll be waiting right here.
He could. But Shane grabs a TV camera and hits Braun in the face with it multiple times. Braun eventually, like, falls onto the announce table. And Shane does his flying elbow drop off the top rope onto Braun through the announce table.
Mm.
So, obviously, you know, that's always good because Shane's good like that.
Right.
But then he goes under the ring, grabs a bucket, and pours green Nickelodeon slime all over Braun.
Bottom right?
Who are you?
What the fuck is this? Is this Double Dare?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is Double Dare because he did it twice.
Yeah.
He poured slime over him twice. He calls Braun stupid.
Yeah, stupid, stupid.
And then they
stupid.
Show slow-mo replays of Braun getting slimed.
Yeah.
God help us.
Because, you know, that's what everyone wants.
God help
this
us.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Did you see this meme?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so how do we explain this? Instead of Shane pouring slime, it's the Hulk
with a censored bar over his dick.
And Braun is covered in Hulk jizz.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
That's funny.
That's it. Hulk jizz.
Hulk jizz.
Yeah.
Next up, we go to Alexa's playground. She's on her swing set. And she challenges Randy Orton to a match at Fastlane. And then later in the night, Orton accepts.
I'm sorry. I thought women couldn't fight men and men couldn't fight women.
Well, no. They're going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'll see.
I mean, Fastlane to progression.
Right.
I guess so.
We'll get to predictions later.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Asuka versus Shayna Baszler. Asuka attacks Shayna before the bell rings. Nia gets in the ring to help, but Asuka gives her a code breaker and kicks her out of the ring. A few minutes later, Nia causes another distraction. Shayna locks in the Kirifuda clutch, but Asuka counters and pins Shayna for the win. But Shayna keeps the Kirifuda clutch locked in for a little bit. And then Shayna goes for another kick to the face, but Asuka blocks it. Kicks Shayna in the head a bunch of times, and then she curb stomps Shayna into the turnbuckle. Asuka then removes the pad from the turnbuckle, removes Shayna's mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And then pushes Baszler's face into the exposed turnbuckle. Asuka then tries to curb stomp Baszler into the exposed steel, but the ref got in the way.
Yeah.
And this is the best Asuka's looked in a long time.
Ever. Well, since coming to the main roster. Really. Well, since the Mania where she lost to Charlotte.
Right.
Since then.
But, like, she totally looked like a badass here.
Right.
Please, no more goofy Asuka.
Right. She's like, bite the fucking metal piece.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she's about to kill Shayna Baszler.
Seriously.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like.
And then the ref's like, hey.
Next week she'll be dancing like an idiot again.
Right. Exactly.
And just be like, go there, oh, you know, like all that stupid shit. But please don't. Please no more goofy Asuka.
Please no.
This is the best Asuka.
Right.
Next up, we have Mustafa Ali versus Riddle for the United States Championship. Backstage before the match, Ali is talking to Retribution. But then Riddle just, you know, scoots right past him. He's like, wee. And they all just,
wee.
Ali's like, what the fuck?
Right.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So Retribution was ringside for the match, and Mia Yim, a.k.a. Reckoning, looked really hot in her outfit.
Yeah.
I have to admit. You know, as long as you ignore the stupid mask on her face.
As long as you ignore that.
But her clothes, like, she was looking pretty hot there.
Like Doiger.
Ali hits Riddle with a swinging neck breaker from the apron to the floor. That was very nice.
Uh-huh.
Very impressive. But Riddle retains with the Bro Derek, of course.
Sure.
Next up, we have Sheamus versus Bobby Lashley with MVP ringside and McIntyre watching from the bottom of the ramp. Sheamus goes for the bro kick, but Lashley counters with a spear and gets the win. After the match, Lashley puts Sheamus in the hurt lock, but then McIntyre gets in the ring. Sheamus starts to get up, but he stumbles and falls onto MVP, and MVP bumps into Lashley. And that little distraction allowed McIntyre to claymore Lashley out of the ring. And then the show ends with McIntyre and Sheamus staring at each other in the ring.
Right, so now Lashley's going to be mad at MVP.
Maybe, yeah.
So,
right, probably.
Yeah. Hurt Business will be done in a week.
But it's like, that's the big match you're hyping for Fastlane.
Right.
It's the, we've seen this match the 2 weeks prior. And now at Fastlane, we get it for a third time.
Sure, third time's the charm.
How exciting.
Any stipulations? No? Okay.
Not yet. Maybe it'll be announced on Twitter.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where they like to announce them.
Yeah, maybe. The bump already happened.
Yeah. Turns out, like, WWE's, like, social media guy is the one who comes up with all the stipulations.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, I think we should do something.
You know
this.
What? Tables match.
Yeah,
good.
I've got the password.
Suck it, Vince. Vince doesn't know the password.
And then he's like, oh, yeah?
You're fired.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I love you.
I know the password. It's
poison.
Yeah. All right, so that's all for Raw, so let's get to some awards.
All right.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Tamina.
Ooh, Tamina. Always a good choice.
Yeah, especially with her new, like, ring gear that kind of matches Natalia's.
Oh, that's right. They are matching now.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to remain a tag team for a while.
Sure.
I had John Morrison. The way, like, he looked like he had a mullet.
Right. What was that?
The way his hair was. He looked awful.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I'd Bianca Belair.
I had Sasha Banks.
I mean,
you know.
Can't hate at it.
I mean, come on. She was all in, she had the fucking blue tights.
Doits.
Oh, my God. Is there a button for that? Hold on. Do we still have a button for, like... Oh, yeah, of course.
There... Bust a nut.
There you go. Yeah.
Busted so many nuts. Worst acting.
I had John Morrison.
Not bad. I had Shane McMahon 2 weeks in a row.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Best acting.
I had Daniel Bryan.
I had Edge.
Yeah.
Worst comments.
The whole, like, thing about, like, Cesaro screwing over Cesaro. That Michael Cole said.
Oh, yeah. Cesaro was got humiliated and he's taking it out on himself.
Yes.
Fucking idiot.
You know, beating his dick like it was in money.
I had Miz's Stone Cold impression.
Yeah. No, that was that's bullshit. That's...
Hey, what'd you say?
Oh, no. Nothing. Nothing Stone Cold. Please. Yeah,
please.
Best comments?
You didn't have audio. Drew McIntyre made a dig at AEW Revolution.
Oh, he did?
The ending. He said, I noticed, or I can't do this. I'm not even going to do it. I noticed that MVP made some guarantees tonight. That's such a dangerous thing to do in this industry. If you make a guarantee and it doesn't deliver, fans get upset and sparks fly.
Damn, wow, how did I miss that?
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
So
fuck, I'm going to have to sweep that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's sweep it.
Right?
That was good. Worst match?
Sasha and Bianca versus Natty and Tamina.
That is correct.
Okay.
Super slow-mo.
I had Miz versus Drew. It was just the pacing was... And then he like bro kicked and he's like, oh no, it's not over. I'm going to put him in the hurt lock.
Bro kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Claymore, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it took a while. I had Lashley Sheamus. That was also pretty slow and boring.
Yeah.
For a while. Best match?
I actually had Sheamus Lashley.
Oh, really?
It was a fairly decent match.
Okay, to each their own.
Yeah.
I had Riddle and Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Whatever, I had to pick one.
Sure.
Worst move?
Hulk jizz.
Slime!
Yeah.
Slime!
Slime in the ice machine.
My God.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to be like the NFL, because the NFL had a playoff game that aired on Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
And every time there was a touchdown, they put CGI slime on the screen.
Oh, boy.
It was like, good God.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, Vince was probably like, oh, let's just do that. Yeah. Best move?
I had Ford's frog splash because he did a 180 in midair, and that was really fucking cool.
Sure.
Like, I haven't seen something like that since RVD.
Yeah, I had all these neck breaker from the apron to the floor. That
was good. That was good.
That was worst good. Moment or segment.
Clothing shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Reginald shopping spree. And then best moment or segment.
I had the contract signing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I had Asuka the badass, just because
it's
the first time she's been, like, she actually looked strong and cool and tough in a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
So I had that.
Yeah.
That is all for awards, so on to breaking news. Deadline reported that Charlotte Flair will be starring in a reboot of the 1973 film Walking Tall. This is not a joke. If you're hearing this for the first time, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
The Rock obviously starred in the 2004 version, but now they're doing it with Flair.
Thank you.
This is... So the writer talked about all this. Flair is set to play a Tucson cop who finds herself caught in a web of fraud, exploitation, and murder, and is forced to go full vigilante to protect her hometown from falling victim to modern corruption. Yeah, sounds that's the movie.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it wasn't great when The Rock redid it, so...
Right.
You know.
This will be... Obviously, this is not going to be in theaters. It's Charlotte Flair.
Obviously.
This will be a TV movie that will air on the USA Network.
Right. Coming straight to after, a red box near you.
After Raw, I'm sure. Like, right after Raw.
No. It's going to be a Peacock exclusive. There you go.
And writer David Eich. His writer David. Ugh, we're just going. Ugh.
David what?
David. Writer David. There you go. He says there might be future installments. Or maybe an even ongoing series. You know what, though? If this keeps Charlotte out of the ring,
hey,
I'm all for it.
Sign me the
you
fuck
you know what?
Up.
I hope there's a fucking TV show that's like all fucking year long.
Yeah.
Every week. She can never wrestle again. I'd be for it.
Don't tease me like that.
Also, Molly Holly is the first to be announced for the 2021 Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They broke the news on, what's their Twitter show?
The Bump.
The Bump, yeah.
The Bump.
They broke it on The Bump, and they're doing this and last year's class on the same night on the Tuesday of WrestleMania week.
So apparently no one's getting speeches this year.
Or it'll be a six-hour show.
Yeah.
We'll see.
On Peacock.
Do you have any news?
I only have a few kind of like little things. We were kind of joking about this. So the Mattel figures for WWE, there's two. There's the Elite and then the Basic.
Yeah.
You know, Elite usually come with props. They're more
right. I know where you're going with this.
More articulated. But
God help us.
The new line of the Basic has a Shawn Michaels figure.
Yeah.
And by God, they are using Bald Shawn from Saudi Mania.
Jesus Christ.
Who wants
I like how they even got the... He's even cross-eyed as the action
figure. No, they fixed his eyes. Yeah. I mean, I had to make this just...
Kill me.
Kill me. A lot of people pointed out... So, like, go to the picture... Do you have the picture of, like, the whole thing? Of, like, the... Like on the it shows like the whole box, right?
Uh-huh.
And it shows Shawn Michaels his actual face.
It does.
But it's not his face. It's so photoshopped that everyone's like, is that Adam Pearce? Like,
right, there it is. Like,
that is not Shawn Michaels.
No, that is a photoshopped bald head.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
look at his face when he
I'm gonna finally beat the Undertaker. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck like it wants is, that?
Oh, my God. Like, not even, like, HBK collectors.
I feel bad for, like, the 10-year-old kid that, like, he never saw Shawn Michaels match.
Right.
And then he saw him in Saudi. He's like, yeah, Shawn Michaels, I love him. That's my favorite Shawn Michaels match. It's like, you son of a bitch.
You dumb shit.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's no room. There's no room. We already have four of the best Shawns.
Right. So on the plus side of the figure thing, they also do the Ultimate Edition figures.
Yeah.
So they announced that Series 9 is going to be Ric Flair.
Nice.
So he's got like an awesome robe. He's got a woo face.
Something wrong with his stomach, though.
His stomach, yeah. and he's got the World Heavyweight title. And then they're doing a Stone Cold one with his trademark thick gold chain.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Remember that week he had a gold chain?
No.
Neither do I.
What the fuck? Why does he have a gold chain?
He did have a gold chain in some old pictures.
Really?
He did.
Yeah. As champ?
Yeah. And he'd have like earrings.
Like, I know he had earrings.
And then a gold chain.
As champ?
I think as champ, yeah.
I do not remember that.
Yeah. Well, he's got...
I like the blue belt and
the blue belt.
It comes with the Austin 316 shirt, and you could swap it out with the vest.
And it's
That's
got a
pretty
hat.
Awesome.
Now, they didn't give him middle fingers. Right, they didn't give him middle fingers. They gave him pointer fingers.
Yeah.
So that's...
Pointer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking lame. Look, he's got the... He's kind of doing the middle fingers here.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Like, while he's drinking... This one's better, I think.
Yeah.
He's got beers, and he's drinking the beers. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a normal face, a happy face, and an angry face.
Nice.
Look at that happy face.
Yeah, what the fuck? That almost looks too real.
I know, right?
That looks just like his face.
Yeah, the belt looks great. The vest looks great. A microphone. The chain. So, yeah, I totally pre-ordered both of these.
Nice.
I might hang them up behind me.
Hang them?
Yeah. find a way to drill into this brick.
Yeah.
So there was that. There was one other. Okay, yeah, so... The Autograph Show of Texas, they announced a few guests. So last time they kind of did this was Royal Rumble weekend.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were stacked with wrestling talents. They had Charlotte Flair, Roman Reigns, The Fiend, Orton,
yeah.
Becky. So some of the names announced so far, Rudy Tomjanovich, Mike.
Wait, hold on.
Who are you?
Yeah. Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Whoever number 84 from the Cowboys was at some point.
Who
are
you?
Wait, it doesn't say the number. It doesn't say who it is. It's just a picture.
Yeah,
of
it's
it.
Just a picture.
Let me see.
Hold on, Bobby.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And they have two wrestlers announced.
Yeah.
Kane.
Yeah.
And Sergeant Slaughter.
How exciting!
Yeah, I mean that's kind of a step down.
Yeah.
But
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see the cowboy.
Is that No.
No.
He was an announcer at some point recently, right? Right?
Who, Terry Bradshaw?
That's no, not Terry not Bradshaw.
I don't know who that is. 84, an old 84?
Look it up. Google
it's not Jason. Is that Jason Witten? No, that's not Jason Witten.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Google number 84, Dallas Cowboys.
It's an old player.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is going to be August 27th through the 29th here in Houston, or Pasadena. Yeah. August 27th is my birthday.
That's not him.
No.
It's an older player. Yeah, go ahead.
And August 27th is also Sergeant Slaughter's birthday.
Yes.
So I want to get a Sergeant Slaughter pop and have him write, like, happy birthday to my favorite birthday twin. I'm sure for an extra $5 he'll do it.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might go get Kane and Sergeant Slaughter's autograph.
All right.
And that's all I got.
Rumor time.
Yep.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reports that Andrade requested to be released, but was denied by WWE.
Of course!
And Eric, would you send me, what was it, a meme? Yeah, it was a meme, right? Like, what should Andrade do to get released? It was like, I want to be released. And Vince is like, no! And he's like, I started an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
And Vince is like, you're fine.
Yeah!
Right. Just start an OnlyFans, Andrade. Yeah. You'll be released.
Right. Like, that's where you play the football. Like, that son of a bitch, where is he? Where is he? Stay here with her. Where is that son of a bitch?
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is so stupid. Like, you haven't used the guy at all.
If you think he's worthless, then why not just release him?
Right.
Because he's worthless, right?
Yeah, if he's not good enough to be on TV, he's worthless.
Yeah. So why are you afraid of AEW getting him if he's worthless?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any
sense. Seriously. And technically, you're not even in competition with AEW if you're going to move NXT to Tuesdays.
And by the way, he is kind of worthless because you got rid of his fucking manager.
That's true.
Who was awesome.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's all bad. Yeah, he also removed, like, he also changed his Twitter handle, so he's not verified anymore.
Oh, really?
Because he took off, like, WWE Andrade.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and who knows? Yeah, it's interesting, because obviously he's with Charlotte. I think he's still with her, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Are they still, like, blowing each other on Instagram?
Oh, I haven't checked in a while. I mean, every time they post the picture, it looked like they just got done fucking, so.
Yeah. Also, PW Insider reports that WrestleMania tickets will be sold via seating pods up to 6 people per pod. So
I don't want to be a pod person.
Yeah, that's what they've... A lot of places have been doing that for social distancing purposes.
Did those tickets go on sale today?
No.
Tomorrow?
They got delayed.
Oh.
And there's no... As of right now, there's like no new date.
Really?
And the rumor is... The rumor because of that is because they're... WB's thinking about just saying full capacity for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, they wanted to go like 45,000.
Well, 45,000 wouldn't be full capacity, I don't think.
Right. But, you know, they want more.
I think right now they'd be at like 75%, mm-hmm. but they're the rumor is that they might just say full capacity.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying you have to wear a mask in there, so.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see.
Combo ticket.
Any other rumors?
No.
All right, no trivia this week, so we'll get to fan questions.
I should have pulled up that Instagram page that secretly pays Joe to shout him out every week.
Right. All right, this is from Josh Egan. New Rumors song soon. When's the last time we did one? Maybe a couple years. Maybe it's been a couple years by now. It probably has. Maybe we should do it. Bradley Gentry, did you notice that Riddle was reading his lines from the back of the title during his backstage promo with the New Day?
There's no way I believe that at all. He cannot read.
I have to look at that again. I did not notice that. Usually I notice if they're reading cue cards off screen, but I wouldn't doubt it because like it was just a bunch of nonsense. Adam Wilson with WWE ratings, nowhere close to the ratings they got during the Attitude Era or even Ruthless Aggression Era. One easy way to help the ratings is to do surprises, not spoil them on social media. Why do you think Vince chooses to not do this? I mean, we've been talking about this since we started this podcast, about how they just spoil surprises all the time.
Right. There is no more surprise. You know,
I think like the WWE has been so bad for so long now that there's not like one thing they could do next week and all of a sudden the ratings will be back.
No, not at all.
You know, you'd have to do a consistently good show for a long period of time.
Right.
And we know that's not possible.
We've been hurt.
Yeah.
You've got to earn our trust back.
Once every 6 months, we'll be like, that was a pretty good episode of Raw.
Yeah.
Or SmackDown. And then like 6 months of shit.
Yeah.
And then, it was a pretty good episode.
I think the last real legitimate surprise I can think of is at WrestleMania 35 when Cena came out as Dr. Thugonomics.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Because he wasn't advertised for the show.
Right.
And all of a sudden, like, this Babe Ruth promo is playing.
Yeah.
And then the doctor's in, you know?
And that's WrestleMania where, like, stuff like that's supposed to happen.
Right, that's not like an average episode.
And so it's not, that's not long-term booking. That's a one-and-done thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pandering to the crowd you have right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know? John Murphy, what's the most annoying catchphrase in wrestling today? Probably the Miz's thing. Correct.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, but I would say that.
I could agree with that.
El Idolo, how do we make the show more appealing to adults shopping in a mall and slime? Do you guys have any real ideas to make it more edgy or aimed at adults? I mean, not that, you know.
Yeah, not slime.
But they don't want to make it more edgy or aimed at adults.
Right.
Every once in a while they say bitch just so that some
ooh, it's an adult show now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony C, which fan base? I mean, again, my solution is to just watch NXT when it was on the network before it went to USA and just do that.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Tony C, which fan base bitches more when their theories go to shit? Wrestling fans or MCU fans?
Oh fuck.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really listen to MCU fan theories.
Right.
Like I hear, you know.
Like, people were going insane with the WandaVision stuff.
Right.
But, I mean,
I don't know. I probably
see. I think the WWE fan base, the IWC bitches more, for sure.
Todd Fricker, and with good reason.
That's
the thing is, MCU is mostly good.
Right. Just because, like, a theory didn't work out doesn't mean the show was bad.
Right.
You know?
Like, we all wanted to see Hulk fight Thanos and get at least some sort of revenge on
retribution
for Endgame. It didn't happen.
Right.
It was unfortunate, but it's still one of the best fucking movies ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's still Endgame, right?
Right. Just because we didn't get every little single piece of payoff.
Right.
You know.
Todd Fricker, who would you say has had the biggest fall from grace in their wrestling career? Miro, Otis, Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, or Ricochet?
One of those guys is not on TV, so I'm going to go with him.
Aleister?
Yeah.
I mean, Braun Strowman was Universal Champion.
He was.
And now he's feuding with with Shane, and it's horrible.
But he's Miro, on TV.
He is. But Miro was as over as you could fucking be for a while.
Yeah, he was.
And then he went to nothing, and now he's nothing on AEW. I would say Miro.
Yeah.
Like, Aleister Black was, you know, people liked him, but he was never like, talking about, and you're talking about fall from grace, like, Miro was at the top of, like, fan pops, and everyone loved him. He was, you know, he was selling the most merch to just, nothing.
Yeah, to nothing.
To doing a wedding angle in WWE, and then doing a wedding angle in AEW. What's the difference, Miro?
Picking up right where he left off.
How could you fucking think this is better?
Yeah.
No, this wedding's better.
Trust us.
What? No, they both suck. At least we had Liv Morgan on the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
Talking about how she muff-dived Lana. All right, DeMarcus Moreland. Could WrestleMania 37 possibly be the worst event in sports history? Let's ask JBL.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Oh, he agrees, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It just might. Amir, Pushfire Barry, Goodfellas, Taxi Driver, and Fight Club. Don't do this to me, Amir. Why would you do this to me? These are like three of my favorite movies. Obviously, I'm going to push Goodfellas. That's my favorite. Barry, Fight Club, and Fire, Taxi Driver. But I love all three, so that's not right.
I would push Fight Club, Barry, Goodfellas, Fire, Taxi Driver.
How fucking dare you?
Sorry.
I'm going to say that no matter what you say.
Right, I know. At least I didn't push Taxi Driver.
Goodfellas and Fight Club are like In my top five?
Yeah, they're both really good.
It's
movies.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joe Martin, which Raw or SmackDown superstar would you most like to see return to NXT to revive their career? We get this question almost every week.
Yeah.
But Bobby Roode, why not?
Sure.
You know?
97th time's a charm.
Yeah. Justin Stewart, I pretty much guarantee that the only reason they used slime on Raw is because Vince found some leftover from the last time they used it on Kayla Braxton, a segment that also involved Braun.
Yeah. He remembered that happened. He was like, we should pour more slime on him.
Yeah.
He loves it.
God. James Mahone, why is it that every time WWE stumbles across something popular, accidentally they ruin it almost straight away? Kofi and now the Hurt Business losing the tag titles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Pop culture junkie, Push Fire Barry, boxing match against 20-year-old Mike Tyson, UFC fight against UFC champion Brock Lesnar, or a week-long sex marathon with Nia Jax? I mean, clearly fire, you know, the sex marathon with Nia Jax. That sounds awful. I'd rather be murdered by Mike Tyson. No, I mean, if we're being serious, you're still putting your dick in a vagina.
Yeah.
You know.
It's still the sex.
It's better than being murdered by Mike Tyson and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I'd probably fire Tyson and Barry Lesnar.
Yeah, Tyson in his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd fight Lesnar.
I'd just have my manager throw in the towel as soon as the bell rang.
Yeah, ding, 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 I'm done. Or I would have my manager get a giant fan and come down and like swoop me.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly. Yeah. Mike Dawes, I've been noticing Tom Phillips says award-winning Thunderdome every time to start the show. So my question is, what award could they be talking about? My guess is a fucking Slammy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So a couple months ago, I mentioned that in news that it actually won some stupid award.
Yeah.
It did win an award, but award where I guess nothing else was better than this.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's probably like, oh, the screen's on The Voice. The screen's on, you know, this show.
Right.
And WWE's like, Thunderdome. Here's your money.
Yeah. Ad Milsey, is anyone else just waiting for Shane to reenact his 2001 promo with Jack and the Beanstalk reading this time for Braun rather than Big Show?
I fucking hope
Shane did that to Big Show?
Yeah, he did.
In 2001?
Yeah.
And then Reigns did it to Big Show in 2015?
Was it 2001?
But Reigns did it to Big Show in 2015.
Yeah.
So they just... It's already been repeated. Remember that?
Sure, yeah.
That was on the worst promo bracket.
It was.
Magic Beans.
And that went on for fucking ever.
Yeah. Devin, not a question, but how is Big Show's Who Saw That Turn Coming not made the soundboard? Shit, I guess that's a question. Yeah, I mean, we just don't have room.
Yeah.
We need to get a bigger soundboard.
We need like a 90-button soundboard.
We'll get a bigger soundboard at some... They have a bigger one that's 30, you know.
Yikes.
It's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
Jason Claver, update number 13. SummerSlam 98 was great. Triple H versus Rock's ladder match was amazing, and Stone Cold is really starting to solidify himself as one of the greats. Anyways, I'll throw out another question. Eddie Guerrero or Christian? I know they're both not all-time legends, but I've always thought they were severely underappreciated.
Oh, man.
I mean, Eddie's an all-time legend.
Yeah, Eddie is definitely an all-time legend. So I would say Christian here, just because I always thought... Like, I feel like Christian really got the short end of the stick. You know, he wins the title after Edge has to relinquish it.
Yeah.
And then loses it to Orton like 2 days later.
I would go Eddie. Yeah. I liked Eddie more, yeah.
Eddie had a good run with the title, you know?
Yeah. I think he was just saying, like, who do you like better, I guess?
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. Manix Theobalt, hey guys, big fan of the pod for a monthly special. What about an old TNA pay-per-view recap? What? If you want to do a good one to enjoy, maybe Bound for Glory 2012. If you want one that sucks to make fun of it, Victory Road 2011. I think we all know what happened there. Isn't Victory Road 2011 when Jeff was
wasted and couldn't fight Sting? And Sting's like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if everyone wants it, then we'll do a TNA show.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We're always looking for suggestions.
Yeah. Umbrage Molly, question for Hamilton. Would you rather be trapped in a romantic comedy with Josh or trapped in a horror movie with Andrew and Joe? Is Josh his romantic interest in the
Right. I feel like comedy? Josh would probably be like my rival.
Yeah.
And look, I love you and Joe, but
or your
like,
best friend that's like, save it for marriage.
Yeah, right. That fucking idiot. Like, I love you and Joe, but like, you know how much planning I always have to do for Mania. So trying to keep you guys alive, fuck.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Yeah, so I guess I'll do a romantic comedy with Josh, and he can be like the guy who's like, you gotta wait till 3 dates.
Donald Alexander, how would y'all pick for each error, attitude, ruthless, aggression, and today as your hottest female, one from each? So attitude era would be like Sunny, Lita, Trish, right? Or is Trish? No, Trish's attitude.
Yeah.
And Lita's attitude.
Yeah.
Sunny, I guess, technically is, right?
Sure.
It's Sunny or Lita.
I would go with Lita. Lita was really freaking hot.
And then Ruthless Aggression, Stacey Keibler was in that one, so I'm choosing her.
Yeah.
Or Tori.
Tori Wilson. Yeah, Tori Wilson.
And then hottest today, I mean, God, you have Alexa, you have Sasha.
Yeah.
We had Zelina.
Mandy.
That's tough.
I think I'd go Sasha.
Sasha right now is just the hottest.
Zaheen
Rahman, wasn't Dolph trying to bang Otis's girlfriend a few months ago? Why are they best friends and tagging together now?
Because she's on another show. So it just goes to show you how vagina can ruin a man's friendship.
Oh, his whole career.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, do you think Shane versus Braun at Fastlane ends with Dabba Kato interfering on behalf of his ex-boss against the only man to beat him on Raw Underground, setting up him versus Strowman at Mania? Maybe.
Sure. Why not?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not a bad prediction.
Right.
Saint Mantoots, you guys missed a good joke on the 2020 SummerSlam pay-per-view when Bayley had the broom and said it's going to be a clean sweep. You should have said, Bayley, you bitch! What's wrong with wrestling says that? This is further proof that they listen to the podcast, and no matter what they steal material from, they always manage to screw it up.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on those residuals.
JBL at the border, would you rather get smothered to death by Aunt Bayley or Toni Storm?
Oh, Toni Storm.
Yeah, I think Toni Storm. I mean, more attracted to Toni Storm anyway. Yeah. She's just a terrible heel on NXT.
Right.
Dan Hankinson, who's your final four and champion?
Oh, I'll take this one.
Yeah?
Basketball.
Yeah, I got the... you know what? U of H is apparently really good this year.
Yeah, they are.
So U of H!
Boom!
I don't really watch college basketball.
Yeah,
so.
Neither do I.
All right, that is all for fan questions. So now it is time for Fast Lane predictions. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. First up, we got Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus.
I have Drew with a pin.
Wow. Bold.
I know.
That's a bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off for Eric.
Andrew, what do you have?
McIntyre with a pin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How many interference?
I put zero. I feel like there probably will be interference, but there doesn't need to be.
Who, though? I mean, yeah, I don't...
Lashley?
I put zero. Yeah, Lashley's got to do something, right? I think he'll just beat up McIntyre after the match.
Probably.
All right, next up we have Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss.
I've got Bliss.
Really?
Yes.
How's she going to win?
Well, reasons.
Pin, submission, other? What do you got?
I have pin.
I have Orton with other. I think it ends in DQ.
Okay.
How many people interfere?
One.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Mm. Yeah, I have one as well. And does this match even happen?
I say yes.
Because there's a chance the bell never rings.
Right, yeah. Shenanigans.
I still put yes.
Right.
And then we have Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon.
I've got Shane with a pin.
Wow. I don't no idea what to put for this. Because this is such a shit feud.
It is.
I have Braun with a pin. How many people interfere?
One.
I put one. Does this match even happen?
I said yes.
I said yes as well. I guess it didn't deter anyone. I think there's a chance neither of those two matches happen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And then we have Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair for the women's tag titles.
Yeah.
Okay. Who you got?
I've got Nia and Shayna.
Oh, I've got Nia and Shayna.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
Submission.
Who do you got? I mean, doing what?
I've got Shayna submitting Bianca.
I've got Nia pinning Belair.
Okay.
How many people interfere?
I have one.
One Reginald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, this... Intercontinental Championship, Big E versus Apollo Crews.
Big E with a pin.
Big E with a pin.
No interference.
I have two people interfering. He's got those two army guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, jeez.
And are steel steps used during the match?
I said yes.
I said yes.
They've been using the steps a lot.
This is way too similar. So far, we only have like Braun and Shane as different. Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan.
I've got Roman with a submission.
I've got Roman with a pin. Yeah, he usually wins with submission. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I usually remember that. But all right.
Last time I didn't.
I did. Yeah, right. I did Reigns with a pin. How many people interfere?
Two.
Jay and Edge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put one. And does Edge spear someone during the match?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I think he spears Daniel.
Right.
By mistake.
And yeah, then, of course.
And then Roman
wins. And then costs Daniel the match.
We don't even know who's going to be the special enforcer yet. It's right. Probably Edge.
Probably Edge. I was like this close to putting Daniel Bryan here. I really was.
You're going to be happy once Fastlane's over that you didn't pick Daniel Bryan.
I know. Like,
well.
But we could have gotten that dream match.
Yeah.
Dream match.
All right. Surprise appearance.
I put Dabba Kato.
Really?
I did.
Over the Fiend?
Yeah. I didn't think about the Fiend.
I mean,
for some
Bray's got to come back here, right?
Right.
It's fucking 3 weeks till Mania or something.
Like,
4 weeks.
Something's got to happen in this Shane and Braun match, you know?
Yeah.
Now, does the Fiend has to be there in person? He can't be on a screen, right?
I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay.
I don't know. It's tough. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the lights just fucking turn off and if we don't see him at all, then yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right.
Like, if it just puts you.
And then I'll win with Dabba Kato.
But if we hear the. The previously recorded Bray laugh that... No, I'm just kidding. what's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Big E versus Apollo.
Yep. What's the main event?
Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan.
Yep. Predict a match that hasn't been announced yet.
New Day versus Hurt Business.
Yep. Does the announce table break?
Yep.
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 Lock of the century.
Roman Reigns.
I picked McIntyre. They're both going to win.
Yeah.
They're both a lock.
Sure.
So it doesn't really matter.
I mean, if McIntyre loses, it's not like he loses his spot at WrestleMania.
Right. The only reason I said McIntyre, not Roman, is because I could see Roman just like losing by disqualification or something. That's why. But yeah, pretty similar scorecards there.
Yeah.
We'll see. Joe's not here this week, so.
He doesn't get to
hear
one.
Well, he'll be here for Fastlane.
Yeah.
So we'll have to fill one out.
Right. He'll probably listen to this podcast at least 10 times.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I mean, certain things like, I don't know. If certain matches change by then we should be able to change some of our answers.
Yeah, I think so.
Like if all of a sudden Jey Uso's the special enforcer.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And you definitely want to join that because that's where we'll have the Fastlane recap.
Yeah.
You know it's going to suck.
And then our Patreon episode comes out next week. We're recording it next week.
Yes, recording it next week. Greatest WWE wrestler to never win the big one.
Yeah, we had a long text chain about this because there was like a lot of fucking variables.
We're like, do we count? Do we say like, you know, best wrestler to never win a WWE main title, a WCW main title as well, NWA? Yeah. And then we just got further down the rabbit hole. So
yeah.
It just became easier. And you could put a lot more names to the list when you just... only put WWE.
Right, yeah.
Because people like Vader would be in there because he's won WCW, but not WWE. So
Diamond Dallas Page.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We still have to narrow it down. I've got like 90 names, so we have to narrow it down to like 64.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot.
We've got some work to do, but that'll be a lot of fun.
Or bump it up to 128.
Yeah. Good guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Any favorites right now, in your opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a few in my head.
Okay, me too. We'll see you then. Oh-ho! We'll see you after Fastlane. Really.
Yeah. Come on. Make sure to tweet Stone Cold. Thank him for being on the show.
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much, Stone Cold. He's already left.
Yes. No.
Oh, he's passed out.
Oh, he's drunk.
like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big players, pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Every circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo, push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with